Once upon a time, there lived a poor woodcutter with his wife and two children, Hansel and Gretel. During a time of great famine, the family had barely enough food to survive. One night, the children overheard their parents talking. "We must take the children deep into the forest and leave them there," said their stepmother. "Otherwise, we'll all starve." The next morning, the parents led Hansel and Gretel into the woods. But clever Hansel had filled his pockets with white pebbles and dropped them along the path. When their parents abandoned them, the children followed the pebbles home by moonlight. The parents tried again, but this time Hansel only had breadcrumbs to mark the trail. Birds ate the crumbs, and the children became truly lost in the forest. After wandering for days, they discovered a marvelous house made entirely of gingerbread, with walls of cake and windows of clear sugar candy. Starving, they began to eat the house. "Nibble, nibble, little mouse, who is nibbling at my house?" called a voice from inside. An old woman emerged, seemingly kind and welcoming. She invited them in, fed them a feast, and prepared soft beds. But she was actually a wicked witch who trapped children to eat them. The witch locked Hansel in a cage and made Gretel work as her servant. Each day, she checked if Hansel was fat enough to eat. But clever Hansel fooled her by holding out a thin bone instead of his finger. When the witch finally decided to cook Hansel anyway, she asked Gretel to check if the oven was hot enough. Gretel pretended not to know how and asked the witch to show her. When the witch leaned into the oven, Gretel pushed her in and slammed the door shut. The children filled their pockets with the witch's jewels and precious stones, then found their way home. They discovered their stepmother had died, and their father welcomed them back with tears of joy. With the witch's treasure, they never went hungry again. And they all lived happily ever after.